T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 FM ESPN, and every day around this time, I'm joined by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. He joins me now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP.
How's your father?
Well, he's fine. We've now swapped, because we knew that it would be my sister and I came down to take. People know this now, if I've talked about it enough, to take my mom and dad to Disney. And then he had a stroke on the plane, and so I went immediately on the ambulance to Regional Medical Center. And my mom and sister came for a little bit, but then they came to Wild Kingdom or wherever this animal park is. So I just swapped with them. So now I'm at the game. I am at the game park and a hotel, lodge, whatever it's called. And Alan is over there with my dad, and he seems mostly like he's pretty good. He's truth of the matter is, here's the truth. He never really wanted to go to Disney. He was going because my mom wanted to go, because she didn't think she would ever get to Africa, because she's 95. And so he was going along to be sporting. And so he seems okay. Like the speech therapist came in today. There are these two speech therapists that came in. And Dad's deaf as a post, so you can say anything in front of him, and he won't, like, notice. And they said, because now his speech is fine. She said, yeah, they told me that he probably didn't have any issues, but we should go see him just because we'd want to meet him. Because he's entertaining everybody. And so he seems fine. I mean, for a guy who's 98 and had a stroke. But yes, I hope. Well, the hope is that he gets out of the hospital tomorrow. And the nice thing is, you know who sent me a text? Mike Norvell sent me a text and wishing him well, and our old friend Red Baker just called to see how he was doing. So it's nice. People are nice. People are nice.
People are nice mostly.
And you did too. You did too, by the way. Thank you.
Well, I was just like worried. Like, you know, like I didn't know. Right. Was that your first time to ever live tweet a stroke?
I did wonder what the ethic. After I live tweeted the fact, I said, here's our this fast pass is different than I expected. Like, it has a real siren, and it's taken me through downtown Orlando. It's really lifelike. I said, what is the ethic of live tweeting your father's stroke? But I thought maybe that was I wasn't being that tasteful. And then I put out a picture of him in from his hospital bed this morning on Twitter. And, you know, there he is. And I got, 70,000 Twitter followers. And there's a picture of my dad in his hospital bed. But he's smiling. He's happy. Like, if you look at the picture on Twitter, you can tell he's having a good time. So I wouldn't have done it if it didn't appear he was okay, I think. Like, I didn't want to have to update it. Oops, he's gone. You know, sorry about, that would have been a bummer. Like, but the fact that it seemed like it was a neurological event, that there was no permanent damage and whatever, but I don't know. Do you think that was tasteless?
I would not live tweet one of my parents' strokes. No. I don't think I would.
I live tweeted my dad's stroke.
You live tweeted your dad's stroke. That's a fact.
It's way more appropriate than videoing, live streaming it, though. You know,
you could have put it in your Instagram stories.
Can you imagine?
Why didn't you just go Facebook Live? You could have went Facebook Live on your dad's stroke.
I have Facebooked my dad's stroke. I've had him on my show. People know him. Heck, I had him on the show.
He was on this morning from the live from the hospital, Gary.
Live from the hospital. We had a live broadcast. Now, he couldn't hear anything Jeffrey was at. I mean, if Jeffrey asked him a question, he couldn't possibly. I can't call my parents anymore. Like, I used to call them about once a week just to check in. It doesn't work anymore. You can't have a phone conversation. They're too deaf. And so, you can't. It doesn't work. And so with Jeffrey today, I put the phone on speaker, and I put it in front of Dad. I said, Dad, tell him what happened. And so he just started talking on command and live from the hospital room. It is too bad that I'm using my dad's stroke as content to fill up the radio show.
But, goodness.
But only because people, I think, my dad is a different kind of, he is an entertaining character. And, I mean, he was born in 1920, for God's sake. It's ridiculous. The nurse, one of the nurse assistants, she knew I was going over to Disney. She said this. Can you believe it? She said, do you want to borrow my car?
What?
She said, do you want to borrow my car to drive to Disney? She said, this isn't like normal, but do you want to borrow my car? I'm just a person in the ER. And I said, no, I don't think I should buy your car. but she was nice. And, everyone's been nice, and he seems fine. And it would be nice if we sprung him loose in time to at least to get a little sense of it. But he didn't need to see Mickey or anything. He didn't really care. And so, anyway, they're fine. Elderly, like old people, my mom just said, well, I'm on the balcony now looking over there's like wildebeests out here and stuff. And she said, it's funny how people get so excited. We're so old. It's funny that people get so excited when we get sick. Like, you just had a stroke. Like, why are people so excited? She says, the Bible said 70, meaning like she's 95. She's already outlasted what the Bible said you should be by 25 years. If she goes off to the great yonder, like, why should anyone be upset about it? And so why is everyone all stirred up just because a 98-year-old man is having a stroke? You're supposed to at 98. That seems to be her attitude.
Well, she makes good points. She makes fair points. Except I would say that of her children and your father's children, you being one of them, obviously, you've never lived in a world without them. So the idea of them not being in that world is a weird thing.
Yeah, no, it is. That's true. And you want to, and Dad still had, like, they still have a good time. I don't think, Dad clearly, like, he could get around and whatever.
That's what she said.
Mom's a little more limited. No, they don't have that kind of good time. Mom's a little more, and I'm not live Facebook Live in that either.
Let's have an event here, Jeff.
I'm sure there's a niche for that, too, out there in the internet somewhere. But we're not doing that niche. Yeah.
Did anybody explain to you that taking 90-year-olds to Disney World might not just be the best idea?
But you can't. Okay, so what I mean, it started with a really sweet concept, and it was 95-year-old mother says, I'm never going to go on an African safari. So therefore, and actually, so they still live in the house in which we grew up. But there's someone who comes every morning. This woman who comes every morning to help them. And this woman is like a Disney fanatic. And so she sort of planted the idea of Disney in their minds and how great it is, happiest place in the world, et cetera. And then started talking about this animal kingdom. And mom said, you know what? I've never been to a safari. I'd like to go to Animal Kingdom. I think going on an African safari is not the best idea, but just because you're 98 or 95 doesn't mean you can't get on a plane. Like, there's a lot of old people down here, if you want to know the truth. Like, they got scooters everywhere, and there's a fair number of old people. And so I don't think, in terms of where to take people, we used to, once they got to reach a certain age, we were not a cruising type of family, but a cruise works for my mom because she's very emotional, because there's a lot of entertainment built in, right? You could just, like, but now, honestly, being in the middle of the ocean doesn't seem like a great place for a 98. Because if you have a stroke out there, you're in the middle of the ocean, right? And then they're picking you up in a basket from a helicopter and stuff like that. So this was kind of instead of that, so she could see an African safari. The stroke would have happened whether you're in Buffalo or whether you're at Disney, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter. I don't think that really mattered. So, and the truth of the matter is, one of the reasons, like, we thought about busting them out of hospital today because they're just waiting to do one more MRI. But we sort of said, you know what? It's easier. Like, here, once they get home, they got to schlep everywhere. He's in the hospital. Let's just get everything done. And so this is his little Disney adventure. It's just being spent at Orlando Regional Medical Center. It's been quite something. Today was supposed to be Magic Kingdom. Tomorrow is supposed to be Animal Kingdom. I'm leaving tomorrow, and then another sister is flying in and is going to help him do Epcot the next day. And so we'll see how it goes. Have you done Disney? You've done Disney, haven't you?
A million times, as recently as a couple of Christmases ago.
Do you like it?
I like how much my kids like it sometimes. But not all the time. It's stressful. Like it's like any vacation when you take children with you, especially young children. It is incredible moments of joy, constantly interrupted by chaos. You know, everything's going well.
A lot like when you take a 98-year-old, really. It's very similar.
It's very similar.
Just a different kind of chaos, right?
Yeah, it's a different kind of chaos, but it's still chaos. And so we made the mistake of going – we've been – really, I don't even know how many times, lots of times. My children are very fortunate that my job allowed me for many years to go to either Orlando or Anaheim on Thanksgiving every year for basketball tournament, and I would often take the family, and we would often go to Disneyland or Disney World. So they've experienced all of that. We made the mistake of going on Christmas last year. We were like, hey, let's have Christmas at Disney World. That'll be amazing. And it was a terrible idea. It's right up there with let's go to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
They told us that it is the single most crowded, but I would not have expected. And it's the time when it gets so crowded they have to shut down the park. Like it's the only time they like, sorry, no more room at Disney.
That is what they did at the Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day when we were there two Christmases ago. It was like, you know how big the Magic Kingdom is. It was shoulder to shoulder no matter where you were standing in the park. No matter where. You couldn't move. It was like a traffic jam. And if you were to, like, hold your arms out right now like you were going to measure your wingspan and then just spin around in a circle, you would hit people there was nowhere you could extend your arms. It was shoulder to shoulder. At one point, it's Christmas Day. We get there. We see the parade. And then Oliver and Lou both fall asleep in strollers. And I looked at Kelly and I said, hey, listen, we came here. We got there at like 9 a.m. It was probably 1 p.m. I mean, the day just got started. I said, listen, they're both asleep. We came here. We technically spent Christmas at the Magic Kingdom. We saw the parade. We got the pictures for Instagram. That's all you really need. Can we agree this is miserable? And let's just leave while they're asleep. And when they wake up, we'll be at the resort and we'll take them to the pool. They'll be just as happy. She's like, yes, let's get out of here. So we left there. And to compromise with Aiden, we were like, all right, Aiden, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go to eat lunch? We'll go wherever you want to go. I swear to God, he said, Golden Corral. He said, Golden Corral.
No.
I said, man, we're going to eat Christmas lunch. We're going to spend Christmas at Golden Corral? Like, that's what we're going to do? And he was like, I really like the buffet. I said, hey. So we left. That's what I always talk about, how Instagram tells one story, but your real life is so vastly different. Look at Instagram from December 25th. It was me and my beautiful family at the Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day. In reality, we were at Golden Corral.
I will say, for however many people, it did strike me, because I was at Magic Kingdom briefly. I went and met him for lunch today. And just walking around, it was pretty crowded, not packed. But given that everybody had kids and there's lots of people, it did seem happier than you normally would see a crowd of people. Like, there was less – it just seemed like it did. Like, people call it whatever, the happiest place in the world. It seemed pretty – like, people were happy. They really were happy. I will say that. Like, it was surprising to me. Because if you go, like, the Mid-South Fair or wherever, any fair, there'll be people who are hot and screaming and whatever. Like, they're having fun intermittently in between all this. But I didn't, like, see many people kids being carried along, kicking and screaming and tantruming and whatever. It seemed like it was a pretty happy place. It seemed like I can see why people like it. Anyway, I think it's sweet to be here with a 98 and a 95-year-old. I bet we would be the oldest people on grounds if my dad were on the grounds, but he hasn't made it yet.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. In all seriousness, glad he's okay. Because that was scary. I didn't know what was going on, right? So, and obviously,
I'm live tweeting an ambulance. I sent out a picture of it.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
Jeff,
what am I doing?
What are you doing? You're live tweeting your dad's stroke. Like, that's, and it'd be one thing if it would be like, you know, it's a 45-year-old or something, right? Like, you assume anytime a 98-year-old is having a health scare, like,
that could be the end. That's true. Could end it badly. It is funny, like, to think, like, his young children are coming down to help him, right? My sister, who's flying down here tomorrow to sort of pick up when I leave, she's 70, you know, and she's the one who's flying down. She's flying down to help out the old people. She's 70. My sister, I got a 70-year-old sister. She's the oldest one in the family. Anyway, so, yeah, we're fine. Thanks for asking.
Who do you
John
think?
John Scalipari leaving. Who do I think what?
Okay. Who do you think lives longer? What do you think lasts longer?
Mm-hmm.
John Calipari at Kentucky, who just agreed to a lifetime contract with the Wildcats, the Alliance of American Football, or your father? who's gonna?
I don't think this is a sporting game to play. I think of the three, I think I'll be honest. I think the Alliance of American Football is stroking out. I'll be honest with you.
I think tweet that. Stroking out. Put the AAF in an ambulance immediately.
I think it's the one that's on, stat, baby. I think it's the shortest lived, the AAF. And then I hate to say it, probably my dad in between. And then Cal at Kentucky. Cal at Kentucky, we just agreed to a lifetime deal. He'll be there for a few more years. And I hate to say it, at 98, I don't think my dad's going to be here for a few more years. So I'd go AAF. Why does he keep saying that, by the way? Like, people were mad at me, a few people. Like, there's, let me say this. The AAF games are fun. Like, if you go, they are fun. I haven't met anyone who said, this is miserable. I did think it was weird at the frickin' game Saturday. It came down to the last play, and we were in the bar underneath because it was raining, and people were throwing, and literally a security guard walks up. It's not fourth down, but Orlando has the ball on the one, and the game is about, they're about to either take the lead or not. And the pro-tech security guard, it wasn't his idea, it was the manager of the bar, a woman told him to do it. He walked up and he turned the TV off. I'm like, and so there's three, you know, there's maybe 2,000 people who care about this damn league, period. And you just, like, turned the TV off so they couldn't see what happened. But mostly, except for that moment, people have a lot of fun at the games. But I did write that this may be the last time you see the Express and Johnny Manziel in Memphis. And I had angry AAF fans in Memphis tweeting at me, I can't believe you're spreading this garbage and the et cetera. The league hasn't even officially commented and whatever. And I said, the owner keeps saying he's going to shut it down tomorrow. How do you ignore that? And then he did it again. Like, I don't understand. What's the good of that? Like, you shut it down. What's to be gained by making people feel like it's shaky before it's actually shut down?
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't understood any of this. Like, one decision after another. Like, why? You're not obligated to say anything. You can just, like, be running your league until you're not running your league. But
right.
Either way, just run your league until you're not running your league. Like, you don't have to give play by play on. You know, it ain't going so well. you don't have to be involved in that. I don't know why you would voluntarily create negative headlines. Like, even when the first thing came out about, you know, they might not meet payroll, that didn't come from Charlie Ebersole. It was a report from somebody in North Carolina, I believe. And then they denied it, even though it's pretty clear they were lying, at the very least misleading. But Tom Dundon is voluntarily casting doubt about the league he committed $250 million to. And so
repeatedly.
Right. And for anybody to be like, it's like yesterday I tweeted Zion Williamson's college career is over. And people are like, why would you say that? Because it is. What are you talking about? Like, why are you mad at me, you idiot? Like, what are you you're mad at me because I said Zion Williamson's college career is over? Like, it is over. I'm sorry. And the same thing here. Like, the people mad at you because you're like, this might be the last time the Memphis Express ever play in the Liberty. It probably is the last time. I mean, they're saying the league might shut. The guy who – the only person on the planet –
The only reason the league is around is saying it might shut down tomorrow.
Right. There's one person on the planet who has the ability to keep this league going or shut it down, and that guy is publicly saying, well, yeah, we might shut it down in a couple days. I will say here in New York, in that building, I'm not going to pretend that I'm privy to any inside conversations because I'm not, but the feeling I got from talking to people was that this, like, we might not see AAF games anymore. Like, this might, what we just watched might really be it.
Might have been the end.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they're going to have games this weekend. And I guess Tom Dundon has basically at least confirmed that it's possible they don't have games this weekend, which would be, I guess, unfortunate. But, I mean, it must be bleeding money.
Like, whatever. Like, nobody cares. But, yes, I mean, it must be bleeding. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, there weren't 1,000 people there Saturday or whatever. I mean, there's nobody comes to these games.
They,
like,
said there were 12,000 in the paper or the.
Yeah, they were not 12,000. There were. It was the smallest, and this goes to the whole. I mean, obviously Manziel getting hurt was unfortunate, but it goes to how idiotic it was. And Brandon Silver's played well, and God bless him because he did play well. But there would have been more than, I don't know, whatever, the 1,000 people who were there if you had announced that Johnny Manziel was absolutely starting. But now, but then he gets, of course, he goes in. And this is why it doesn't make any sense whatsoever for the NFL to cooperate, to send their young players. It's because, like, just look what happened. They have their best receiver couldn't play. He was hurt. Their best running back got hurt. And their quarterback got hurt. Like, why would you do that? Throw your people into mayhem. Football is mayhem. If they're people who you actually have under contract, you want them lifting weights and getting faster and doing your off-season workout, whatever else. You don't want them actually playing football. No. they could get hurt. And, indeed, they do get hurt. And, indeed, like, their three best offensive players were all hurt in the first half.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Like, from Tom Dundon's perspective, and listen, there are people who know more about this than I, but, like, on a common sense level, if you already know the league's not going to have a year two, what is the point in spending whatever it is he's going to have to spend to have the rest of this regular season and the playoffs? Like, is it really worth it? I don't know what the number would be. Is it $5 million or $25 million or $50 million? But what's the point of just really flushing down a significant amount of money down the drain to finish year one if you already know you're not going to finish year two? What is the point?
Right. That's like, if you know you're going to fire a coach at the end of the year, why not go ahead and fire him? Like, it's the same thing. Like, what is the point? Why not do it? So, this is what happens. This is sort of what you knew was going to happen. We have these minor league football teams that come in. The XFL was a chapter, and we did that, and now this is a chapter, and we're doing this, and that'll be that. It did not seem again, the people who are there, they really do have a blast, but there's just not enough.
But, like, I just go back. I was skeptical that this would work until I heard Charlie Ebersol on your show back well before the season started, and he sounded so sensible. And he was like, the reason this is going to work is because we have a television contract and we've got the money. We don't need anything to keep us afloat. We've got the television contract. We've got enough money to be committed to this for several years. And that just clearly was a lie.
It clearly was a lie. Yeah. Now, my understanding of the television cut, I don't really know, but what I have gathered from some is that there's not a lot of money involved in the television contract. It's a way of promoting the league. It's a way of getting it out there, but it's not paying the bills. The television contract is not paying the bills. It's just, yeah, sure, we'll put on your league, just we won't give you any money for it. It's like that kind of a television contract. So,
yeah, talking to Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, I want you to get back to your family. The NCAA tournament, we're down to the Final Four, and we could have had a Final Four that was Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and either Kentucky, North Carolina, with a possible Duke-Kentucky National Championship game or Duke-North Carolina National Championship game. As recently as Thursday afternoon, that was still on the table. Instead, we get Michigan State, Texas Tech, Virginia, and Auburn. I mean, it really does. I mean, I'm still going to go and talk about it nonstop because it's my job. But I can't imagine how many viewers, how many reporters, how many everything you lose by just getting what is a relatively speaking not great Final Four.
Yeah, no, it was. It's particularly on the heels of what a lot of people are calling the best Elite Eight ever, or certainly one of the best ever, to have this Final Four is a come down. It's what's interesting to me though is how people draw these conclusions from, and this is something, a point you've made a million times. It's a tournament. Anything can happen in a tournament. The idea that the one and done model is it's not just that veterans matter. There's no question that's true. But it's just like to say that Tony Bennett can't win. Well, I guess that's people drew that from previous tournaments, right? People try to draw lessons from tournaments that may not. They're just tournaments. There's a randomness to them. And so, well, Tony Bennett clearly can win and can get to the Final Four. And here, it's great to have gifted juniors and seniors and an experienced team, but it doesn't mean you're going to not want James Wiseman. there's a lot of teams out there that have three-star juniors and seniors, and they suck, right? I mean, a lot. But yeah, we're going to do that model. You know who did that model? Tubby did that model. You know, whatever. It doesn't work. Like, most of the time, there's lots of teams out there that don't have the best players in the country, and they're not Texas Tech in the Final Four. Honestly, if you look at this model, you've got to have a brilliant coach, right? You've got four brilliant coaches, you're not going to turn down James Wiseman or Zion Williamson or whatever because it didn't get Cal or Coach K to the Final Four. I do wonder though, in terms of the University of Memphis, because you said that this is not a Duke level class that Memphis has, and it's not a Kentucky level class that it has, and very clearly if they could get that level class, if Penny could, he would. But is the fact that he's actually putting together the kind of class he is, like by happenstance, might that kind of be the best of all worlds? Because Malcolm Dandridge is going to be around, because Alo is going to be around, because DJ may be around for a couple of years, and yet you have a James Wiseman. Like, actually, I'm sure if they could get five James Wisemans, they would. But is there a chance that this kind of what Penny's doing actually is the best of all worlds?
Yes, and I'll tell you who it happened to in recent years, North Carolina. Because they had the NCAA academic stuff hanging above the program, it became difficult for Roy Williams to recruit at a high level. So he was missing on five-star prospect after five-star prospect. And I think there was a stretch where he got zero top 20 players, but got a bunch of guys like ranked between 25 and 50.
Right, he's not getting 200 players. He's still getting great, excellent players.
Right, but he wasn't getting the one-and-done guys.
Right.
But he was getting the next-level guys, and those next-level guys were becoming sophomores and juniors, and then he wins another national championship. He goes to a separate national championship game. He had a team this year where Cam Johnson and Luke May were arguably his two best players, both seniors. Now, he had the one-and-done talent, too, Kobe White and Nasir Little. But if I were John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski, here's what I would do. I would keep recruiting at the high school level exactly the way I'm recruiting. But every year, I would take a grad transfer and a sit-out transfer. Every year. So that I would have multiple, and not just any guy, guys you know who will be able to help you. Like, just make it known to the world. Hey, anybody want to transfer to Kentucky? If you're great. Like, hey, great player.
We're taking one or two a year. Yeah. If you want to be the one or two a year, just put your name on.
Yeah, just let us know. Yeah, hey, I mean, that's all John Calipari would have to do is just get on Twitter and say, if you are a great basketball player who would be who has already established yourself as such at the Division I level and you're interested in transferring to Kentucky, call me. There's nothing illegal about that. He didn't name anybody.
Right.
But
just
let it known to the world. So let's say, let's just look. Right here. And maybe these guys let me pull up just a random All-American level type list. Okay. So then after Jarrett Culver has an amazing freshman year at Texas Tech, you say, hey, Jarrett Culver, you want to come to Kentucky? Come to Kentucky, sit out a year, then you'll be a redshirt sophomore ready to go. And now you've got a 21-year-old to put with your one-and-done freshman. If I were Mike Krzyzewski and John Calipari, I would do that every year. Take one sit-out transfer. Take the best sit-out transfer you can get.
Cal had a transfer this year.
And it put him,
it helped.
You know, It put him one bucket away from the Final Four, Reed Travis. Right. I would go try to get a Reed Travis and a sit-out transfer every year at Duke and Kentucky and then surround him with, you know, one-and-done stars like they're going to get anyway. But to your initial point, it's wild to me that all day today people are asking big questions about Kentucky and Duke as if they both weren't literally one shot away from going to the Final Four. Like, think about this. If Kentucky makes one more shot or Auburn makes one less shot, or if Duke makes one more shot or Michigan State makes one less shot, then Duke and Kentucky are both in the Final Four, and we're going, well, look, the one-and-done model works. They both got there.
Right.
So we're really going to change our opinion to the total opposite direction based off one shot, 1 point? I mean, that's crazy to me. If you want to say that
– you would argue what you would argue with John, for take John, what you would argue – if you're drawing any lessons, and this is the flip side of it, what you'd argue with John is there something going on that he has lost to Wisconsin,
yeah.
he has lost to West Virginia, he has lost to K-State, and now he lost to Auburn. Like, that, and that actually not, that's not about the model. That's about John. Like, is that, because, like, he always talks about, he's got this murderer's row he has to face. The truth of the matter is, all four of those losses, like, you can rank what was the most embarrassing loss for John. Like, those are all bad losses. Aren't they? I mean, that's a bad loss to lose to Auburn. Like, you handled Auburn.
Auburn had just lost its one of its best players to a torn ACL. You beat them twice in the regular season. You were like a 4-point, 5-point favorite at tip-off. You're supposed to win the game, undeniably.
Supposed to win the game. And you're supposed to be Wisconsin, and you were supposed to be West Virginia, which is the worst of those, by the way. I think the West Virginia one, wasn't that his first? That was the Memphis class, right?
That was the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, Patrick Patterson. To me, that's the worst one.
That's the worst one.
I mean, because even though the best team he ever had from an adjusted efficiency margin perspective was the 2015 team, that Wisconsin team that it lost to was also awesome with multiple NBA players.
Right.
Whereas you're supposed to be if Bob Huggins is going to make Joe Mazzulla guard DeMarcus Cousins, you're supposed to win the game, right? I mean, you can't lose that one. And so I will say, if you want to knock John, I don't think it's the model as much as it's more often than it should happen to him. He ends up in a game against a good but still inferior team in a single elimination tournament, and he ends up losing that game. And if you want to, I think, bang on Mike Krzyzewski, it's not the model as much as why Zion Williamson only get one shot in the final 6-24. You've got the most unstoppable right. college basketball player we've seen in a while, and R.J. Barrett's out there missing one shot after another. I don't know if you saw this. Somebody tweeted it yesterday. Duke lost 3 times all season with Zion Williamson in the lineup. That's it. 3 times. And in those 3 games, R.J. Barrett was 0-of-9 from the field in the final minute. The rest of the team only took 3 shots in the final minute, and Zion
had
one.
Yeah.
It's just like that's a problem. You've got to figure out a way to get the ball in Zion Williamson's hands more often than they did. But I don't know. They're both in the Hall of Fame, making like $9 million a year. So
it's okay.
All right, get back with your family.
See you, man.
Bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you missed it earlier, John Calipari has announced that he has agreed to a, quote, lifetime contract at the University of Kentucky. I don't really know what a lifetime contract means. Like, he's not going to coach Kentucky for life. Like, if he lives to be 90, he's not going to be Kentucky's coach at 90. But I guess it would be interpreted as long as he wants to coach at Kentucky, he will coach at Kentucky. And then when he wants to retire, he can retire. We'll get into that a little bit more right after this.
Hey, business owners. It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and voice for $59.90 per month for a 2-year agreement when you sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. That's $650 off our regular yearly price. Just one more way we take your business beyond. There's never been a better time to switch to Comcast Business. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 5th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/5/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change.
So there's a guy named Dan, lived out in Bartlett, and he had a home he wanted to sell. So he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. He got 12 showings in 48 hours. That home, Dan's home, it sold for the full asking price. How did Josh do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. You see, Josh Hysaw, he's an experienced and effective agent who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he's going to be able to negotiate for the most money possible. The first step, you got to call him, and you got to let Josh Hysaw help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. When you guys agree on a price, Josh is going to go to work, and then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. Flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the guy I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! 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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Spring is right around the corner. That means baseball. We still have tons of basketball to play, too. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yeah, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Friday, April 5th, Winchester and the Ammunition. Saturday, April 6th, Caruso Styles. It's the Blue Monkey.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
The Kroger Buy 5, Save 5 event is happening now. Just mix and match any five participating items and save $5 at checkout with card at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. When readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner four straight years, Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture. They also carry furniture, just like the name says. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, no need to flip out. There's a 42-inch kiosk in the store filled with furniture. You can browse through it, find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show to save an additional 10% on your purchase. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. Located 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number's 901-692-6200, 692-6200. On the web, sleepyzzz.com. It's 5:39. Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And the big breaking news since this show started, John Calipari, remember him? Used to coach at Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Then he left to go to Kentucky. He's now been there 10 seasons, made four Final Fours, won just one national championship, lost yesterday in the Elite Eight to Auburn, even though they were favored to win the game. He has agreed to a, quote, lifetime contract at Kentucky designed to allow him to finish his coaching career whenever he wants at the University of Kentucky. And this comes on the same day that Seth Davis, my colleague, CBS Sports, reported that UCLA had made a substantial offer to John Calipari, 6 years, $48 million. The problem is, and this is like, I don't even know what UCLA was doing. That's less money than what John Kelly makes at Kentucky.
Did they not do the math on their deal?
John, probably more than anybody else in college coaching, at least as much as anybody else in college coaching, keeps score by salary. Mm. And there's just no scenario under which he's going to take less money to go to UCLA.
UCLA, right.
It makes no sense. Plus, cost of living. Slightly different in L.A.
A lot different.
Than it is in Lexington, Kentucky. And John really does think about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll never forget when I was not quite on the Memphis beat yet, but I was still doing some Memphis stories and John was the coach. And it might have been right when John got hired, because I feel like when I was in his office, there were boxes of stuff everywhere. It might have been shortly after he got hired. And now that I'm thinking about it, this might have been our first ever conversation. Mm-hmm. But I'm in his office, and we're just getting to know each other, I guess. And he said, "So where do you live?" And at the time, I lived in Olive Branch. And I said, "Olive Branch." He said, "In Mississippi?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Ooh, you're saving money on your property taxes, huh?" And I was like, "What a weird thing for a multimillionaire to say!" The first thing that popped into his head was like, "You're saving money by living there."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if it was true or not. I just know that it was the first thing that popped into his head. And having the opportunity to get to know him much better over the years, he really like money is a big thing to him. And that's nothing to apologize for. It just like it matters to him in ways that it doesn't matter to other people, particularly when he's making as much money
right.
as he's making. I can remember hearing a story. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But back in the day, they would actually watch film in a DVD player. Now everything's computerized, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But way back then, when John was in his early years at Memphis, they would use a DVD player. And the DVD player at John's home, in the room in which the staff would watch film, had went out. And so, like, Derek Kellogg or Tony Barbie had to go buy a new DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go buy a new DVD player, which is like, what, 50 bucks, 60
yeah,
bucks?
Not much.
I mean, it can't be much. And comes back, and John's like, "Okay, where's the receipt?" And for whatever reason, the receipt was lost. And he was like, you've got to find the receipt. You got to find the receipt. Like, we got to expense it, but I got to have the receipt.
Right.
And it was like, dude, you're a multi-bazillionaire. It's a $50. Does it really matter?
Yeah.
But everything matters. And perhaps that's why he's worth $100 million, right?
Yeah.
So I say all that not to tell stories, but to point out, like, UCLA, he was going to come there for comparable money?
Yeah. No like, way.
Think about what he does by leaving Kentucky for UCLA. First off, he goes from living the rest of his life as the king of Kentucky, you know, even after he's coaching, he'll walk around that state signing autographs and taking pictures till the day he dies. You go from that to if you leave Kentucky for UCLA, they turn on you. They hate you. So you've got the most rabid fan base in America that adores you for the rest of your life, or they hate you for the rest of your life. All right? So you're gonna do that. And then to go to a place where, you know, they fired a guy who went to 3 Final Fours. And the reason is because he wasn't winning championships. Well, guess what? You ain't really winning championships either. You won that one. But one championship in 10 years at UCLA, they get you fired.
Yeah.
If John Calipari were the coach at UCLA right now, and it would be totally irrational.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It would be crazy. But if John Calipari were the coach at UCLA right now and had the exact same resume that he's built at Kentucky, which is 4 Final Fours in a 10-year period but just one national championship, there'd be boosters wanting to fire him. So you're going to leave Kentucky, make that fan base who adores you hate you forever, to go to a place that you'll get fired for doing the same things you're doing at Kentucky, and cost of living is like a bazillion times more. Why would he do that? And so Bomani Jones tweeted earlier, and it's spot on. John Calipari just got a lifetime contract by flirting enough to secure an offer from a school that he was never going to leave for anyway. Like, Kentucky was motivated to do this contract because they were worried about John going to UCLA. But for all the reasons I just explained to you, he was never going to UCLA. And it really does make you wonder, the people who run these coaching searches, what are they doing? Why are you spending a second trying to talk to John Calipari about leaving Kentucky to come to UCLA? He's never going to do it. He was not going to take your job. So why are you wasting time flirting with John Calipari when you should be flirting with Chris Beard or somebody who might actually be attainable? You know what they're going to do now? Wait for Tony Bennett to get through. And then they're going to put the same type of offer on the table for Tony Bennett. Then you know what Virginia's going to do? Put the same type of offer on the table for Tony Bennett. You know what Tony Bennett's going to do?
Stay at Virginia. Yep.
What are you doing? Like, the searches that are most effective are the one like Alabama just did. Yeah. Fire their coach, a few days later, hire Nate Oates at Buffalo. Don't wait around to call Tony Bennett. Don't wait around to call John Calipari. Go get Nate Oates. That's the guy you can get. Go get him. He's going to be great there. Go get him. Wasting your time with coaches who are only using you to get a raise, athletic directors one after another do it every single year, and the biggest example right now seems to be the UCLA athletic director, because he's fishing in waters he doesn't need to be fishing in. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We've been proudly serving the Memphis area for 10 years. To celebrate this milestone, we're offering no interest for up to 60 months on qualified trained systems. Plus, get a free Wi-Fi thermostat and water heater if you act now. Call Best Care today for your free in-home estimate, 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. If you're in the market for a computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They can help you, 360-9679. What you're going to do when you get in touch with them is tell them what you're going to be doing on a computer. Like, if you want to be playing games on a computer, making music videos on a computer, you're going to need a certain type of computer. But if you're just going to be playing around on Facebook and YouTube, you don't need to go spend $1,000, $2,000 on a computer. But if you go to the big box stores, that's what you're going to do, because those are the computers they got. But at Cooper Systems, no matter what your computer needs are, they can be addressed with a machine that is perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you, because then you're going to be paying for the stuff that you need, but not paying for a bunch of stuff you're never going to use. That's what most people who buy computers do. They end up paying for programs and paying for stuff that they're never going to use. Don't make that mistake. Just go to Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems. They are on the web. CooperSystems.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
The Kroger Buy 5, Save 5 event is happening now. Just mix and match any 5 participating items and save $5 at checkout with card at Kroger.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Guys, it's time for some straight talk on erectile dysfunction. Don't trust those online pills and gimmicks. Half of men over 40 suffer from ED. Don't wait. Call Men's Health Plus now, 901-457-5655. We offer multiple solutions to treat mild symptoms to full erectile dysfunction. Come in and let one of our specialist physicians create a custom success plan for you. Don't wait. Call 901-457-5655. Online, menshealthplus.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if he do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a fighter dog. But I done earned most stripes than the Titan Claw. Low key, fat can't fight at all. But she got a CHL if you tryna brawl. All peace, no war. I need bank like a black boy. I'm trying to get my mama out there.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Cowboy Carson?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. You don't have to drink it straight. I'm just saying if you want to, you can. That's how smooth it is. And yes, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And the reason's simple. It's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. It's among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And with the help of you guys, we turn Memphis to the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in this entire country. On a short list of accomplishments in my life, it's near the top. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. So if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam Vodka's got you covered. And yeah, they got a gluten-free vodka now as well. So if you're on a gluten-free diet but also like to have a drink, New Amsterdam Vodka is for you. Next time you are in a liquor store or a restaurant or a bar, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That website again, newamsterdamspirits.com. It's 5:52, Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you can't wait 22 hours to hear me talk on the radio again, I'll be hosting the Jim Rome Show tomorrow and Wednesday from here in New York at the CBS Sports Radio Studios in Lower Manhattan. It'll be simulcast on CBS Sports Network. So I'll be doing a radio show on television tomorrow from 11 to 2 Central Time. So if you're bored, check that out. If you're not, I'll be back here tomorrow at 4. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but the big headline, it broke during the show. John Calipari, former Memphis coach, has agreed to a, quote, lifetime contract at the University of Kentucky. This is a reaction to UCLA making a substantial offer to John Calipari, but like I told you in the last segment, he's never leaving for Kentucky for UCLA, so Kentucky and John has an ability to create situations like this. Kentucky ended up bidding against itself. I guess the counter argument to that would be, okay, so we just locked up John Calipari for the rest of his career. What's so bad about that? And I can see the point. What is so bad about that? But without a reported contract offer from UCLA, I can't imagine Kentucky, a day after losing in the Elite Eight, is announcing a lifetime contract from John Calipari. So it is true, he used a job offer that he was never going to accept to create this, and good for him.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I don't know. You care about the NBA still?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I mean, they're taking all the players, they're resting players. They're all injured on the Grizzlies. It's hard. But
yeah, for me, I've gotten to the point where it's just like, all right, let's start the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm done with this regular season. Let's start the playoffs. And they're just right around the corner. I guess we can go Sixers and Mavericks. Philadelphia, 5-point favorite on the road. Inside American Airlines Center. That's going to tip off at 7:30 Central. You can watch it if you've got League Pass.
What should I watch on TV?
So I don't know if you guys have been watching on HBO on Sunday nights for the past four Sunday nights. It's been a four-part documentary on the case against Adnan Syed. It's the story became well-known because of the Serial podcast. It's still to this day is the most listened to podcast in the history of the world. And so HBO decided to do a documentary, four parts on it, and it's been really good. Last night was the fourth and final episode. I have not had a chance to see it yet, but I'm gonna try to watch it tonight. It's re-airing on HBO, but if you have the HBO Go app, you can watch it there. I'll tell you this, after listening to the Serial podcast, I thought Adnan Syed killed that girl. But he should not be in jail because they did not prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. Through three episodes now. I got to watch the fourth one at some point tonight. I'll try. I think he might have killed that girl. And I think he might not have killed that girl.
Okay.
And I still think they did not prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's a fascinating case. You can find it on HBO.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Go to CBSSports.com and just check out some of my really talented colleagues that documented the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight over the past few days over there. Because of my TV responsibilities are so overwhelming, I do not write much this time of the year, but I got colleagues who do, so go give them a read.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. That means the legend Keith Easterwood is going to join me in the first hour. I'll have Jeff Calkins in the second, I assume, again, live from Florida. So that should be fun. Again, hosting the Jim Rome Show tomorrow at 11. If you want to check that out, it'll be on CBS Sports Network as well as streaming online or on Sirius XM Radio. And then I'll be back in this chair at 4 o'clock. Make sure to join me then. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
March to the championship. Catch all the action on the hardwood at Horseshoe Tunica. Join us and cheer on your favorite team in Bluesville March 30th and 31st and April 6th and 8th. Games will be shown on 3 30-foot screens. Guaranteed seating with beverages starting at $20. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. The Book at Horseshoe, a slam dunk for all college tournament action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take 3 measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 try-ons to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
Please join Dr. Lawrence Schrader at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, April the 4th at the Esplanade Meeting Center in Cordova for a patient education seminar on stem cell therapy and why using your own stem cells are best. Dr. Schrader will discuss how stem cell therapy can impact arthritis, degenerative spine and disc disease. If you have trouble with painful hips, knees and shoulders, neuropathy, Parkinson's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, many autoimmune diseases. He will answer many frequently asked questions and explain why stromal vascular stem cells from your own body are richer in stem cells than other stem cell alternatives. Dr. Schrader will share his journey with stem cell research and his experience as a patient himself for his tired, painful and worn out shoulders. Please mark your calendars for Thursday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Esplanade Meeting Center across from their office in Cordova. And join Dr. Schrader and special guest Dave Elosian for an interesting and informative patient education and discussion on many conditions such as arthritis, neuropathy, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, and many other conditions. Please call 901-465-4300.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.